We are learning Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, the laws of Trumas and Maestris. We still have Sif Yud Beis remaining, I believe. In the halachis, the first 12 Sifim are the rules of which lands are chayev in Trumas and Maestris. So we have this last Sif, and then we'll go to Sif Yud Gimel, which is the question of which fruits and vegetables are chayev in Trumas and Maestris. Sif Yud Beis is a perfect example of how someone who doesn't know a sugya and just opens a Shulchan Aruch can make a very big mistake. Like, if you want to show someone an example of what Chazal say, that you can't paskin without knowing the sugya, without knowing the Makairis, the place to show is Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Beis. Let's read the root words. And we'll hear a great kula. Look at this. You won't believe it. Look what it says in Sif Yud Beis. Peiris Eretz Yisrael, Sheyatzu Chutzala Aretz, Peturim Mitzrumas Umaisrus. Isn't that great? We have no problem with Eretz Yisrael, the Peiris, the Chutzala Aretz. It says here, Beferish, Peiris Eretz Yisrael, Sheyatzu Chutzala Aretz, Peturim Mitzrumas Umaisrus. If you're listening to this recording, don't shut it off at this point. It says here that there's no problem. Not only that, look at the Shach. The Shach brings the Makar, Chaf, a Peturin, Shenemar, Asha'ani, Mevi Eschem, Shama, Shama Atem Chiyavim, Amo B'chutz La'aretz Peturin, Afilu M'Perish Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz Yipati, M'Perish Eretz Yisrael, the Perish of Chutz La'aretz, Pshita, the Chayvus Karki, Perish of Chutz La'aretz, of course Yipater, it's Chayvus Karka, so the Miyut, Asha'ani, Mevi Eschem, Shama, Shama Atem Chiyavim, must be referring to Perish Eretz Yisrael. So, of course, the answer is, or the explanation is, not so simple, that here we're talking about someone who did meruach in Chutz La'aretz. Meaning to say that once, if you have Peiris Eretz Yisrael, once you do meruach, which is the straightening out of the pile of wheat, and we said by non-wheat, meruach, the equivalent is the gemar, tikkun apri, the preparation of the peiris for the purpose of selling them, putting them in containers, or squeezing the juice, if that's what you're doing. So once it's chayiv and meruach, it's chayiv. The peiris eretz yisrael shechotzu chutz la'aretz peturim means if you took peiris eretz yisrael to chutz la'aretz and then did meruach in chutz la'aretz, before the chiyuv kicked in, then your potter, v'yotzel suria chayavim, suria itself is chayiv, said a chayiv, and the reverse, peiris chutz la'aretz, yotzel la'aretz chayavim. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, you bring an apple into Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv, because chayavim in nikfu l'maisa b'yad Yisrael achar shenichnesu la'aretz. It means, if they were nikfu ulamaiser, meaning that the biruach was done in achash edutus ularet behind Yisrael, so then that's something that's mechayiv, and this really goes in the whole sif. The whole sif means
put it in this direction,
because of course we understand that's going on everything, although a person can easily make a mistake and think differently. The Tzvilat Tzadik, just one second, on the bottom line, at the bottom of the left side, is it that way on your photostats? Tzvilat Tzadik, you have on the left?
Yeah.
The very bottom line, Peiris Eretz Yisrael, Peturim, Pirish, and Nismarchu B'chutz La'aretz. It depends on the Miruach, wherever the Miruach was, that's what's Kaveya it, but Avalach and Miruach Eretz Yisrael, Lay Miftri B'chutz La'aretz. But once there's a Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, they're not Potter in Chutz La'aretz, so this sounds like a simple enough sif. The Shaila does come up with items that are taken from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're made into oils, vegetable oils, cottonseed oil, any oil where the equivalent of meruach for oil is the squeezing, the extracting of the oil from the item. So the question then becomes, if that's mechayiv in Eretz Yisrael, even though they're parents of Chutz La'aretz, and they came into Eretz Yisrael, Chaim Knievsky brings B'shem de Chazaynish, that the potter, as it says, the Paris Chutzlaris, the potter anyway, even though it's to a certain degree the there will be a tzad to be mechayevim, and it said the Chazaynish was machmer la'atzmai, but nachmer la'acherim, and that was his psak. That's in the Derech Amuna, Perek Aleph Hilchos Trumas, Simchat Reish Dalet. Now there is here a Shach Chav Beis which says a Chiddush. The question was, if you're talking before Miruach, what's the difference of Yatsu or La Yatsu? So the Chiddush is, you would think that Paris of Eretz Yisrael are absolutely chayiv ma'isrus. Wherever the miruach comes, the miruach is just the zman of the chay of the chiyuv. So we're saying no. The miruach is what's mechayiv it, as miruach or the other I mentioned, the simchas eim list are mechayiv it. But that's it's not a tenai. You know, you could understand growing is mechayiv it, but tenai you do a miruach. So if you do a miruach chutzlaris, it should be chayiv. Well, you could understand no. The miruach is the mechayiv. So we're saying here is that the miruach is the mechayiv. The place of the miruach is what's mechayiv.
Growing is irrelevant.
Okay. Yeah, growing is not,
Challenge would be where do you do miruach, and that's what you're thinking
of. Growing is irrelevant. Achilas. Is that true? Let's see the Shach. Let's see what the Shach Chav Beis says. Is that the Raisa Drabbanan? Let's just take a look at the Shach. The Shach says Chayovim. Again, he's going on the second case. Peres Chutzlar Shadichtesu La'aretz. Shenema Shema Atem Chayovim. Mikol Mokayim Bein Peres Aretz Bein Peres Chutzlaretz. Sounds like the Chiv de Raisa. Peres Chutzlaretz that are brought into Eretz Yisrael. Because of the Kesef Mishnah. Listen to the Kesef Mishnah's Chumra. Peres Chutz La'aretz. Kishenichnesu la'aretz, kaidim shenichfu la'maiser, chayavim b'tshumus u'maisus ben ha'tayra. He says that it doesn't matter where it grew. If it's brought into Eretz Yisrael before Miruach, chayavim b'tshumus u'maisus ben ha'tayra. Aval, now listen to this. In nichfu la'maisus b'chutz la'aretz. If in chutz la'aretz, there were nichfu means that potter for ma'aser. So you travel from here to Eretz Yisrael and you have a bag of pistachio nuts. And they survive the plane ride. They make it into Eretz Yisrael. Since the pistachio nuts were not nikva, only in Chutz La'aretz. Parach mehem chiyav tshumas u'maisris. Upiturim. Till here everything is fine. Then he says, Upiturim in ha'tayra. Ve'nu chiyav en el medravonim. Here is Shach. Shach says if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you have pistachio nuts, not pistachio nuts, apples, anything you brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and the Miruach was a Chutz La'aretz. The potter means Menatayr. Midrabanan, you still have to separate. Mark says, yeah, so when you go to Eretz Yisrael and you have a bag of nuts, once you get to Eretz Yisrael, you separate trumas. No, you don't, okay? That's in the Shach, it's unbelievable. Kesef Mishnah. What? Customs, certain things they do allow. Almonds they allow. There are certain things they allow. Certain things they don't allow. The stuff that can have Kesef Mishnah is the Beis Yosef Pirush on the Rama. So it's a Chiddush Atzum. David has a kasha from the Chumash on the Kesef Mishnah. It's a good kasha. He said. But we're talking about the Rabbanan. No, Terah says he's right with that Torah. He's not just right with that Torah. The Kesef Mishnah is saying with the Rabbanan. This Kesef Mishnah is a Chumra Gedayl Ma'ay. The Shach is passing this way. If you go to Israel and you have in your bag an orange, an apple, a Florida orange, and you come to Eretz Yisrael, they have to separate you from some ice.
It has to be that
Miruach was done here. Miruach was done in Chutz La'aretz. He's saying is that if there were nikful lemaisus in Chutz La'aretz, then they're part of the Torah. But they're still chayim derabbanan. They're still chayim derabbanan.
So you're not doing any action in it. You're just bringing it in.
You're just bringing it in.
Wow.
So Rav Moshe, the Gris Moshe, Yeredei Chelik Beis, Tshuva Kuf Mem Dalet, is Matmiya, like they said, the Kesem Mishnah is out of left field. There's no Makar for it in any earlier source. Everybody says Potter. He says, yeah, Potter means Potter. But I tell you, Chayim and Rabban. The problem is, Rav Moshe can't argue with Kesem Mishnah. So he says, and Kinira the Grochov test is Chaylik, and that's the Yikr. Grochov test, not an easy Grah. He says, Kinira Grochov test is arguing. So you have a Kesmish and a Shach against the Grah and a Drabanon. So that's what he says. We're going to see if that's true in the next Sif, if it's only the three. Okay,
maybe the title.
It's a triple drabanan. Right. It's a drabanan. As bad as everything's drabanan, and Yerakis is certainly a drabanan. And going in from out to the triple drabanan, we could be samecha Ramaisha, even if we're not sure that that's what the grow means. Okay. The drabanan. Yes, sir. Means they went from it. If they went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, they're potter. If they went to Surya, they're chayiv. I don't know. Why should I think they're potter? I don't know. Once he said Yatzu Chutz Laaretz, he had to say Chutz Surya. I don't know why he has to say it. Mishnah Yud Aleph Perek Vav Didvay, he's quoting. What? The Kesef Mishnah, or the author of the Kesef Mishnah, is the author of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So he's defending the Bet Yosef. I don't know. The Shach Paskin like him. The Shach brings him. It means he's Paskining like him.
But
he is the Beis Yosef.
The Kesef Mishnah he wrote before the Beis
Yosef. Yeah, but we have no reason to say he changed his mind. He just in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't say this clearly. Ramosha Paskas like the Gra, he says. I've never heard of anybody being Makra on this. Like it was pointed out, it's really a triple Drabanon. Trus and Baisis are even Eretz Yisrael today a Drabanon. Chutz Laaretz, even with Rav Yisrael, Yerakis, even with Rav Yisrael Ad Masan, is another Drabanon. And the Kesef Mishnah is saying that somebody that was Miruach B'Chutz Laaretz and Nikvah L'Peres of Chutz Laaretz and they come in is another Drabanon. He's talking about a triple Drabanon to be Simechan and a Machlaikis. So Ramesh is saying that it's the Kesef Mishnah's Chiddush. It will be Hachra of the Kesef Mishnah. It'll be one thing. It says Al Chiddush. And it's true. It's been pointed out that Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. Doesn't clearly say this. So
if you have left over from your airline, you can't bring in Heretz Yisrael.
Why would anybody want to bring
they're bringing it to the hotel. They're better than the hotel food.
You know, I discovered long ago when I traveled as a young man, I used to tell you, like corned beef sandwiches. So I packed in a corned beef sandwich. I said, keep the airline meal. Yeah. I ate the corned beef sandwich. The guy next to me was always willing to swap with the corned beef sandwich. Always. So why did the airline spend all this money on all this plastic? Why don't you just make corned beef sandwiches? They do better, I think. But anyway, as you wish, with the LI meals. This is Sif Yud Beis. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel. I should mention, Rav Chaim Kanievsky mentions one more Nakuda on Sif Yud Beis. When you have Paris and Chutz Laaretz that are from Eretz Yisrael, I mentioned to you last week that many of them, the Dorot Farms brand is now available with the Hechsher for Trumas Umayis. But it's only Stamazah. You go into Costco and they have carrots, product of Eretz Yisrael, or oranges. So why don't you say a sex fake? Maybe it was a guy growing it in Eretz Yisrael. And even if it was a Yid, maybe he separated Maestris. Make a sfek sfek out of it. If it's yesh levar, if it's possible to levar, you levar. If not, so Chaim says, why don't you make a sfek sfek? So he says it's a toss. Because on the suffik, if they separated trumas from maisris, Chazal made a gezeira called demai. There's a gezeira on demai that Rabbanon avadei mechayev it. Domai means you don't know if the yid separate and separate. So that can be a suffix. The Torah could be a suffix. But Lamaisa Chazal made a gezeira on demai. So demai, if you don't know what it is vadei chayev in trumas lamaisas. So you can't be mitzarif that to a sex fake in order to make an important trumas lamaisas. What?
Maybe a goy did it and it's potur. Maybe a yid did it. It's supposed to be
rabbanon. So what we're saying is that second suffix is not a suffix, because Chazal were goyzer. If you're not sure if a yid separated, then you vaday tev. It's vaday demai. It's suffix tevel. It's vaday demai. So it's one suffix.
Suffix demai.
Suffix demai. You mean?
It's like having a
suffix
kalus
thing.
You
want
to take the picture and
say, I won. No, but he's saying something else. Yeah. What he's saying is that maybe that should turn it to suffix. No, but it might be a guy, so it should be suffix demai. Maybe that's what he means. I'm not sure. There's an omach laikis rishainim. Metaisis on Daf Tes in Ksubis says by Svek Svek, each suffix has to be a suffix hashakol. And the Pnei Yeshua there points out that it's not true according to the Rashba. The Rashba says Svek Svek mitam raiv. That the reason Svek Svek is mutter, the one suffix turns it into 50-50, and Svek Svek turns it into raiv tzdadim lakula. Pnei Yeshua points out, as long as one suffix is a suffix hashakol, turns it into 50-50, the svek sveika is enough. The best example of that is Chazal and Yevamis, who say that when a woman is expecting, and it's a child, the baby is a boy or a girl, it's roiv tzedadim that it's not a boy, because 50-50 boy and girl, and then there are miut that miscarry, that are not viable. So even if the meat is only, pick a number, I don't know, 2% or 4% of births, it's enough to make a sex fake. Because if you draw a pie graph, you have 50-50 boys and girls, and then the bottom sliver you chop off is, let's say, 4% are miscarriages, or 2%, whatever. So of that, let's say 2% miscarriages, half are boys, half are girls, you end up with 49% out of the 100 that it's a viable boy. So it ends up being a svek sveika. For example, a woman who's expecting an eshes kayin, now svek sveika could go, before they had sonograms, could go into a basic forest because of a svek sveika. Shem is zacha, shem in a keva, and even if it's a zacha, maybe it's not viable. So even though this temptation was tied on Taisvis, that even though Taisvis says a svek sveika, suffik has to be suffik hashakol, he says no. It doesn't have to be a suffix hashakol. As long as you end up with raiv, it's adequate. So one has to be a suffix hashakol and one not. You might say that's a machlekes
hapaiskim.
How can
we do that today when you do have the gross sonograms?
Yes, the sonograms, the thing with a sonogram is this. A person is not obligated to go for a sonogram. Let's say an eshes kayin wants to go to a levaya. You say, you have to be mevar the suffix. It's not true. The rule is, you only have to be mevar a svek sveika if you can be mevar both tzadim of the suffix. You're not mechuyev to be mevara. And that's a klal that's in Simen Kuf Yud. It's brought from three gedolei of the Nesivis Rebbe Kiv Egan Neid Yehuda. And it's halacha. You don't have to be mevara svek sveika if you can't be mevara entirely. However, today, it's routine. They do a sonogram for normal, healthy children, and in 20 years they'll say it's not healthy, and they'll change it. And then 40 years they'll go back. That's generally the way these things work. But right now, everybody does it.
But
so you,
know,
so
you
have to know.
Sonogram,
today it's already better. If it's generally, if a sonogram, the sonograms are generally right. They're not always right, but they're
pregnant, Aishas Kohen can't attend, let's say, her own life, her own parent.
For?
Because the child kid,
she would. All right, I'll tell you. No, they could. They're for their own parent. I'll tell you why. The Shach says that a pregnant Eishes Kayin is allowed to go because of Svek Svek. I believe the Mishnah Berurah in Shemem Dalet brings it. Now, before sonograms. Before sonograms. Allowed to go out to Svek Svek. According to that, now that there's a sonogram, it should be awesome. B'shas Hadchak, there is a second shita to rely on, and that is that considers the baby to be a tumah balua. We say mamanafsha. We say will be yerachimai. Is the baby part of the mother? Then the baby's in the keva. There you go. Elamai, considering the baby to be its own entity. If the baby is its own entity, it's a tumah balua. It's swallowed up, so to speak, in the mother's body. The halacha is if a woman or if anybody swallows a ring, it's in your stomach. You go into an ayel ames. You come out, and then the ring gets expelled from the body. It's not tummy. Tumah balua is not. So that's the kasha on the shach. Why does shach say sex? So you always say tumah balua. There's a lot of Torah on this, and b'shas hadchak was certainly saimach on the svar of tumah. Except for Ravad Yosef. We the Ashkenazim assume that they is like the Rajba and the Rambam argues is the Das Yachin. Ravadia has it's not clear, but Ravadia has numerous tshuvas where he wants to show that the Rambam's not a Das Yachin, that Rashi holds that way also, and there are a lot of nafkaminas, Ptimata and Aguna, that's where it comes up in Eretz Yisrael. It came up after the war in Eretz Yisrael in 73, when they appointed Rabbi Avadia to go through the Aguna Shilas, and at that time the feeling was that if Rabbi Goren would be Matir, it wouldn't be Mekubal by Klal Yisrael, by everybody, so they appointed Rabbi Avadia. Rabbi Avadia wrote then a tshuva to be Matir Aguna is with a Svek Sveika, which was taught in this Machlaikas. It's interesting, it's also Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua also Xubis writes that Derech Hapoiske Svarad to be Matar Agunas with Svexvekis, and he carries on about it. He's not happy with it. Rabbi Avadia wants to show that Dik is not like the Rashba, Dik is like the others. That's a separate, I don't want to get sidetracked, but it's a separate, this is a separate topic. Okay, Rabbi Avadia has a famous psak that a pilot whose plane was shot down, he was mounted with a Svexveka. Suffolk, if he was able to eject or not, we don't know. And even if he ejected, the question if he survived, because even when a pilot ejects, it's left after he survives the, especially over the sea, that he survives the fall or survives in the ocean. So Rabbi Avadia was matir al tzvek sveika. And besides Yamav, he said that all the agunas who was matir, none of them ever came back alive. I mean, it was always not bitos.
Have these
homing
devices on the escape?
Today, in 73, apparently, they didn't have homing devices.
The woman didn't have a son of them, but she's had seven boys in a row.
If you have seven boys in a row, the odds are the next one will be... They said you flip a coin, and you get heads 10 times in a row, the odds for the 11th are still 50-50. If you ask me, I would bet on tails. But, what? What do you mean? No, the coin is not a good coin. Well, it could be by Zohar de Keva also. There's Ishmael's Rast Chila could have to do with the Teva of the person. So it's hard to know. Okay, anyway, I'm thinking next year, God willing, to do. We did Taruvis and Basa B'Cholav. We never did Dine Svek Svek, which is Simen Kuf Yud. After the summer, I'd like Mitzvah Hashem to tackle Kuf Yud. Okay, well, anyway, let's do Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel is the Sif, which tells us which items are Chayiv in Trumas Umaisris. For you and me, we're more interested in which items are Potter from Trumas Umaisris, right? So you want to know what's included. So let's learn what it says here, and we'll see. We need two questions. Which are Deraises, and which are Derabbanan, and which are Potter? So the Mechaber doesn't go, and Sif Yud Gimel does not go into Deraises, Derabbanans. He just tells us the rule. And as you'll see in a moment, this rule leaves us seven categories of exceptions. And he says this, Sif Yud Gimel, Kol Oichel, it's got to be a food. If it's not a food, for example, flowers, flowers are potter from Trumas Umaisris, even though they grow in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a oichel, it's not a food. Kol oichel adam, a food of a person. Hanishmar, and it has to be something that's nishmar. If you have crab apples in the woods, that's pata from Trumas Umaisus. As a matter of fact, technically, even if a person grows crab apples, but it's a peri that's not nishma, it's not normal to watch, it's pater. It's normal, it's a type of pre which people guard.
Isn't it by the
sort of macro
flowers,
shvius?
Yeah, but I'm saying shvius is different.
It could be, because shvius is different. Kol oichol adam nishmar means that there are farmers that grow it and protect it. It's something that's desirable enough that it's nishmar. It comes off fukei grass, even if but people guard their grass for decorative reasons, but not for payri reasons. That's the rule of nishmar. Shegidula min ha'aretz, which comes to exclude the mushrooms that don't grow from the ground. They even go on the ground, but not from the ground.
What about trees?
That grows from the ground. Right? Right? Min just means it grows from the ground. Those trees. Chayiv b'truma. These things are chayiv and truma. So immediately we have an exclusion. I've counted seven exclusions that the Paiskim agree to. Things grown as dye, seva. Things flowers, prachim. Things grown as besamim. Besamim now I mean things that are grown for the smell. Things grown for refuah, for medication that's made from Peris Eretz Yisrael. The Shmir Shavas Kol Chasa in the second volume, in Perik Mem, Ois Peches says, even if it's grown for refuah, it's only potter if it's a dov amar, if it's not something that people would eat. I have a little issue with it, but anyway, that's what he says. So again, you have dyes, flowers, grown for smell, grown for medicine, grown as wood, hadlaka, grown things that are grown for wood, michael behema, things that are grown to be fed to animals, and things that are grown for sicha, to shmir, oils that are made to treat the skin, all these things are part of it. Excuse me? So that animal was eating food that's that people eat as well. If it's a Michael Adam that's fed to an animal, so it's the Chayim Shumas Umaisus. But if it's a Michael Behema, if the item is hay, which is a Michael Behema, so you have to separate Shumas Umaisus because it's not at all a Michael Adam. These are the
spices?
Seven.
What about
so what about spices? We have to talk about
that.
Yeah.
The
animal was machmer.
Yeah,
it was
machmer.
I thought olive oil was considered grown for skinning, and
you
have to give it.
Olive oil is grown for cooking. Yeah, you could. Anyway, I'm not talking about what's chayiv and trumas umaisus and the other issues out there. Chai Kanievsky brings that not only is it a din in the type of fruit, but within the fruit, the parts of the fruit also depend. He talks specifically about orange peels, which for the most part, orange peels are thrown in the garbage. If there are some people that take the orange peels and candy it and use it, it's part of Trumas Umaisus, because it's also not a Eichel HaNishmar. It's not something that people usually grow for harvesting. So it's not Eichel HaNishmar, it's also part of the Chiddush, even though it's part of the orange. But Lamaisa, when you separate Trumas and the oranges, you'll end up separating the peels as well. But the peels themselves, Be'etzem, are not. Then it'll change. If it'll change in a generation, it'll change.
It depends on the
min
or the individual
farmer. I want to talk about that in a minute. Okay. Now, before I go any further and into the shailas, I want to talk about what's the Raisa and what's the Rabbanon. We have here what seems to be a difference between the Taz and the Shach. I think we're best starting with the Shach, just because it's simpler. Shach Chav Gimel. Again, the question is, what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanon? Today, everything's the Rabbanon. Ein Rav Yisrael al Masam. But even when Rav Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, what's the Rabbanon? So Shach Chav Gimel says, Chayei B'Truma, Dagon is wheat. Tiraish is wine. Yitzar is oil. Hare binyan av. From doga, tirish, and yitzar is a binyan av, means it's a limud, to other things. Ma doga v'tirish v'yitzar maichol b'nei odom v'gidula min ha'aretz v'yesh le'baylim. The three conditions. It's a food. It grows from the ground. And it's nishmar, yesh le'baylim, means that it's not hefker, it's that people watch. Shenem. Digon cha v'siray shecha. Av kol. Also other fruits, ki yitzar behen. Dainu shemaychol b'nei odom v'gidula min ha'aretz v'yesh le'baylim chay b'truma. Now when you read the Shach, it's very clear. Binyan Av means the Lima Dairaisa, that other things besides Dagam Tirish V'Yitzar are Chayiv Min HaTorah. In addition, Sif Yud Dalet explains the Mechaber Shita. See Sif Yud Dalet? Eber Frishin Truma Sumaisus Mei HaYerek B'Chutz Laretz, Yerokes HaVegetables. I feel about Makai B'Shamarnu Shechayvim Chachamim, even in the four Arotzes, Surya and Mitzrayim and Bavel and Edom, that are Chayavim Midrabanan. So you don't have to separate V'Chen Yerek Habam Mechus Loretz Loretz Avi Shei Shafim Biyikra and Harry Zepater. Why are your Rokas different? So all the Mefarshim say Chavdalin and the Shach, God buried Israel Ain Ma'ase Yerek Elu Midavrayim. Maisa on vegetables, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbana. Fisha never be maisa tvoa saracha, tvoa ki yaitzabai. Ava yirokis, ena b'chal tvoa, undin shchayam v'truma, etc. So the sheet of the Mechaber and the Shach is that everything that grows from a tree or even grows like wheat is chayiv, except for vegetables. Vegetables are Rabbana. Vegetables are excluded because they're not like tvua. They're not, in what way? I'm not a farmer, I don't know. But exerce a kosher. Well, whole truma sumais is exerce a kosher. Because the four lands of Chutz Laaretz, where there were guys in Midrabanan, things that in Eretz Yisrael, Dairaisa, there were guys in Surya, etc., Midrabanan. Things that are even in Eretz Yisrael, Dairabanan, they weren't guys there in these other places. This is like Rashi, like but Rashi. That most things are. Apples are not Yerokas, that's why. Huh? Apples are not Yerokas.
Why are apples better than
Anything that grows from a tree is included. If you want to know how the binyan av works, I don't know. The binyan av has to be similar to grapes. Apples are more similar to grapes than tomatoes. Now, what exactly the gather is, I don't know what it means that they're called food. Only real vegetables. Excuse me? Where, the shach? Yeah, okay, even though they come into Eretz Yisrael with earth, still with the earth. I'm not sure. I don't know. No, but it can be. We said before, Meruach HaNesos is Mechayev on most things. I'm not sure. Look at Taz Ches. The Taz disagrees. Taz Ches says Chayev Truma. Taz Hey, Chayev Betruma. As I get older, the space between the leg and the roof of the hay is getting shorter. It's a conspiracy of the printers. Escape, very good. Actually, it's not the escape hatch, that's the return hatch. The bottom is the. Chayev Betruma. Everyone, Taz Hey disagrees. Shenem Arashis God Chedurash of Yitzarech. Madogam tirish yitzar maichol b'nei yodom v'gidu lai min ha'aretz v'yesh lai ba'ilim av kol ki yitzar ben chayi b'chumu ma'isar ken kosov ha'rambam. That's the shach which comes from the Rambam. Mashma shebina toira chayiv. The Rambam shita is that all fruits are chayiv in chumus ma'isar shebina toira. Av ha'rashi pirish ber kamid kiddushin d'maisi ilon hu midrabanan. Rashi, all over Shas, you learn Gemara Rashi, you see that Maisi is the Rabbanan. Certainly, you learn Dafyomi, you cover ground, you're left with that impression that Maisi is the Rabbanan. Vachim, you know, Lahedya, Beperaketsa, Bevarchin. Maisi Ilan, Ba'oretz, Gufei, Humid Rabbanan. Chekos of arrived perikimul the trumas el shene trumas shapeiros the rabbanon chus mitog and tirish v'yitzar. So he says that only these three are chayim in hatayra. Ma'ase rov rishayim hold that way, that ma'ase ilin is deraisa is the rabbanon. It's very hard to say a psak because there's not much nafkamina, but certainly rov rishayim disagree with the Rambam and hold that only dog and tirish v'yitzar are deraisa. And everything else is all of the Ilona is a chayim, but the chayim is rabban.
If you held, so if you held like that, the Rambam, then if you brought an apple in, it should be the same thing like your rocket. Yeah. It should be a drabban.
Okay. Achinam, you want to be simach on that, it would be the same. Achinam, you're right. Yes, not Tali Zebra.
How do you see that?
It's a different question. If he means a fruit, why does he say Urakis? Why is he saying Urakis? I don't know. The Lashon is, it's a binyanav. The Rambam calls it a binyanav. And we learn things that are similar to olives and grapes. Fruits are more similar to olive and grapes than vegetables. What? Mechabes seems to hold that only Yerakis are Durabon, and Mechabes Derech is to go to Rambam. So it would seem that that's his Pesach.
Isn't the Binyan have only two Pesukim? Two cases?
What do you mean two?
Only, he'll have three cases.
Three rules, not three. Dogon Tirshi Yitzhak. No, but it's one Pesach. The three are one. It's true, but you have once it's split in two places, like in the Gemara, in three places, is everyone agrees. Yeah, but no, here it's one. It's one pasuk that groups together the three. Okay, a couple of pratim. First thing is Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel is the Ein Tshuva Zeradvaz, Achadoshes, not Achadoshes anymore. Sivet Tuvko Sava Gimel, Shekasev, Deinu Nayi Truma. Sugar is exempt from trumas umaisris. We're talking about cane sugar. Sugar cane is a reed that grows from which I understand you could physically suck and get a sweet taste. But the way we get our sugar is we cook it and we extract the sweetness and then dry it, and that's how we get sugar. So the question is, what's the reason that sugar should be different? The status of sugar is a machloikis rishainim in Hilchis Brachis. What bracha do you make on sugar? Now, most of us don't eat plain sugar. We take sugar, we put it in the coffee, we take sugar, we put it in everything.
But
some people take a sugar cube and put it in their mouth. So if you want to eat plain sugar, what bracha is sugar? So it's interesting, it might be the same as chocolate, it might be the same as broccoli. So Lamaisa, the halacha is like this. The Ga'inim argued about it. The Bahag brings, the Ga'inim argued, some said it's Bayer Pri Ha'etz. Apparently the reed from which it grows is a perennial growth. So some said it's a Bayer Pri Ha'etz. And others said that it's Bayer Pri Adama. That's the machlokes the Bahag brings. Some said it's Eitzu, this Rabbanan Amri, that Afagav Deitzu, Lav Prihu. It's wood, but it's not a fruit.
So
they argue if it's Eitzu Adama. On this, the Rambam says that it's Shehakol. The Rambam disagrees. The Mechaber in Simur Reish Bei Siftez Vav says, now bring a machlokes. Ala Tzuker, Mevarach Shehakol. Four words. Ala tzuker, bevara shahakol, if you're eating plain sugar, that's what we assume the halacha is. Piris says the Mishnah Berurah, bar tzaisam, gedelim, kodim misukin, grow reeds that are sweet, v'seichten oisam, v'mavashim emeyem, and they're squeezed and cooked, achi yikve, v'yidma lamelech, until it hardens, and it looks like salt, sugar looks very similar to salt. And this is Mishnah Berurah needs to explain, in case nobody never saw sugar, He brings a description of what sugar is. So he bases this on the Rambam. Now what's important is the Lashon HaRambam. Because Trumas and Maisus are not dependent on on whether it's Shahakal or Adama or Eitz. The Rambam's Lashon is, he brings that the Ga'inim argued if it's Eitz or Adama. Vani Yomer, says the Rambam, She'ein Zep Pri, this is not a fruit. Vei Mevarchan Olam Elo Shahakal. Shalaye Devash Elu HaKadim. Shouldn't be that the dvash or the honey or the sugar of these reeds, shenishtana idei or, which needs to be cooked, god oil, it shouldn't be more, midvash tamarim shalay nishtana yadei or, mavachron la shakal, which is no different than the honey of dates, which you don't have to cook, you just squeeze, and you make shahakal. So how, the Rambam says, how could sugar, which is squeezed out of the wood, it's not a real peiri, how could it be any different? Could be, I don't know, but...
Natural
okay, so I probably Adama, but... no, it says, Hamoitet Konim Sukais is also Shahako. Even if you suck out, it's still Shahako. Hakonas, who eats Ba'alma? Yev Shalai Echlai. Can't eat it, it says Ba'alma. So... The Mishnah Brut, what? It's a time. Let me tell you, this is what the Rambam says. And based on this Rambam, the Radvaz says, the Rambam says, life prihu. And therefore, it should be part of a chumas ha'maisris. It's a piece of wood. Wood is part of it. Just that you can make it edible, it shouldn't matter. This is the... This is what it says in the Rambam, and this is what it says in the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, Befrat, we're talking about a double drabonon, because the Radvaz is going with the Rambam Shita, he's going with the Shita that, the Rambam Shita is that Shad Varma Darais. He's going with the Shita that Ein Rusol Raivad, Ein Raiv Yisrael Ad Masan is one drabonon. I mean, maybe he's comparing this to Iraqis, that it's a double drabanan. So he says, trade drabanan, that you could be mekel. The taina is, like you're saying, that l'chayra has nothing to do with chumas u'maisris. Dvash tamarim is shahakal, but it's certainly chayim and chumas u'maisris. Oranges is shahakal, certainly chayim and chumas u'maisris. So it's a bit of a pella. The language of the Rambam, it's not a pri. If he meant it's not a pri, it's a piece of wood, I hear. But the language of the Rambam, that lo yehei Yosef from Dvash Tamarim, it's as far as bracha is concerned. Why is the Radvaz comparing it to Chumas u'Maisris? Yeah, that's a little of a tzarachin on the Radvaz, because the Chuma brings in a Sisem Lahakal. I don't know how Negea it is, because I don't recall that they actually grow sugar cane in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they do. But Ladina, it's a Chiddush, the Radvaz's comparison is a chiddush. I mean, the main point the Radvaz is saying is that's not a fruit. It's a piece of wood that we know how to trick, how to derive from it something that's very edible.
Does sugar come out in liquid form or solid?
If you cook it, I assume it comes out in a liquid and you have to dehydrate it afterwards.
But in liquid form, we have a toast, Rebbe taught us a toast.
But it also has to do a brachas, doesn't it? Even liquid form is only if you drink it. Taisa says there are shtiyas or shahakal.
Would the Rav want to know the bracha according to Wikipedia?
Excuse me?
Would the Rav want to know the bracha according to Wikipedia?
According to Wikipedia, okay, what's the bracha? Shahakal, okay. Good. So Wikipedia. No, this time Wikipedia is right. The Machabe says that it's a shahakal. What?
How do you spell Wikipedia?
So I'm not sure how that's made. Do you know how it's made? Are the beets edible? Are the beets edible?
Special
beets. They go under the ground? Like
beets? They're much bigger than regular beets.
Regular beets, if you let them grow to maturity, are not edible. Regular beets are picked early. They also, they become hard.
They're also yellow, whitish. Now they're not purple. What's the
clock
on maple?
I assume maple syrup is a shahakal. Is it tapped from the wood? Tapped from the wood or the tree? It's tapped and it comes out like with a tap, or it has to be cooked. The sap just comes
out. You get concentrated. Because it comes out as a liquid.
You have to cook out some of the water of it?
Well, you have to boil out most of the water.
You have to actually reduce by about 1,000 times.
If the sap will grow out and be usable from a tree, it will be adama. The rule is a secondary fruit of a tree is not our eitz, but adama. If the shinoi, that it's changed, is enough to be considered a shinoi, if it's just to evaporate the water, I don't think so. But I don't know what they do with the cooking.
First of all, it's usually a topical. I don't think anybody drinks maple syrup on its own.
Yeah, the question is if someone wants to. What? Orla is derisible in every way, yeah.
The moment should be moved back to all of it. There's an asset, in other words.
Yeah, sure. Sure. One is not to the other. Arla is deraisa. Arla is deraisa, just as it said. There's a halachish mesinai that Safik Arla b'chutzlar, it's his mutter, even though Safik Arla b'et zro. So we're not makbid on, but otherwise Arla.
So there's
no question, it's shahakol. The question is if it's chayv chumas from Eisr, is that a question? The difference is that corn is corn, it's edible. If it's grown for the shinui, all right, the thing is, if you have something that's not edible, it's grown for the shinui is not mishana. It stays with its original barpreis, barpre adama, whatever it may be. However, if something is grown and it's edible, like an orange, and from that you make orange juice, so on this, the minig is to make shahakol. Rav Henkin tumbled about this. Rav Henkin said oranges should be barpreis because they grow juice oranges. They're separate juice oranges and regular oranges. Tropicana grows juice oranges. You can see they stick a straw in the orange. You just drink it right out. So the Rav Henkin waged one of his battles was that orange juice should be barpreis. Lamaisa, we never heard that you should make ha'etz on orange juice, even though Rebelsky was very matzik. I remember when he was a Rebbe in the Masifta years ago, he used to talk about this a lot. But Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, and the tshuva is not so well known, because it's in Evin Ezer at the end of a different tshuva, in the first volume of Evin Ezer. Rav Moshe writes, Minig ha'olam is like the Gra, who paskes is like Tosis and Brachis. Tosis, the case of Mevarchin, says, Kol shu derech shtia is always a shahakol. That you consume derech shtia in the manner of drinking is shahakol. That's why the orange juice, the apple juice, everyone makes a shahakol on it. Tomato juice, which is a little more complicated, because tomato juice and tomato soup are the same thing. So sometimes they cook it and they have it with a spoon, derech achila. Sometimes they serve it in a cup and they drink it. Tomatoes are a little more complicated. The tomato itself, except for the outer peel, melts into. That's why tomato juice is so thick. It's a little more complicated if it should be shahakol or not, but certainly derech shtia, we make a shahakol, and Rav Palm is very misupik about the tomato soup, what bracha to make. They used to serve it in the yeshiva. The cook liked to serve the tomato soup because it was very inexpensive soup to serve, because not too many people took, so it's just it's very good for the
budget. But as far as that food is edible, it's definitely for some Zalman's thing on chocolate, because the cocoa bean is
should be academic. Yeah, okay, that's a separate issue. I think that's how chocolate became a shackle. Chocolate was always a drink until they called Swiss chocolate. The Swiss discovered how to make chocolate hard. But it was started as a drink. That's probably why it's a shahakol. It's a little of a tmiya, why we all make shahakol on chocolate. Yeah. And chocolate is a cocoa bean that's grown for the shinoi. And Rav Henkin presumably would hold that it's a bairei pri ha'etz. If the cocoa bean is a tree, which I think it is. It's called a bean, but it's actually a fruit. It's a bit of a pillow. Why? What? Rav Yaakov Emdin has a teretz as to why we make shahakol on chocolate. He says there's a difference. When they cook the chocolate, they cook it to be mevatel the tam. The cocoa bean is really very bitter. And it's cooked in order to make it taste less of its natural taste. So Rav Yaakov Emden writes that that type of cooking is a shinoi. It's lamal yusa for us, but it's the grey yusa to change the fruit, the grey yusa, to make it less tasty. And therefore, he says it's correct to make shahakal. That's in the Yavitz. He writes the same thing about coffee. Coffee, we do it derech shtia, so according to Ramesh, anyway, it would be shahakal. Yeah. But if you don't hold like Tysus, why is it high? So he writes the same thing. The whole cooking of the coffee and mixing it with water is because nobody can eat coffee. Coffee is very bitter. So we get it to a state where it gives a good taste to the water. But that change is a change to lessen the taste. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden's chiddush. I'm not aware of a difference because if the shakel, because you drink it, even the pulp, we also drink it. When the kids in the house, I always used to buy with pulp. Because I bought without pulp, there was never any oranges left. If I bought with pulp, it remained, I could get juice, and there's no problem. Okay. What? Linguini beans are what? Are what? What are they? A turmison. And what food do you get from it?
It's a bean dip. It's like a bean dip.
A dip.
But it's boiled 7 times before the bitterness goes.
Because you eat the bean itself. Here it's derived. It's a shtana. Really, it's a shtana. It should be shahakal. If it's grown for the shinoi, there's a chiddush that it retains its bracha. So Yaakov Emden says this chiddush. It's a chiddush gadol, but it answers the minhag olam. That's why he's writing it. Cocoa. Dark chocolate. The dark chocolate, 92%.
That's huge.
Today they say it's wonderful. They say that dark chocolate is healthy. My wife tells me to eat chocolate. She always tells me not to eat chocolate. My wife tells me to eat chocolate.
My wife says you die from lettuce and chocolate is healthy. So.
What do you mean? You're not allowed to smoke anywhere, but pot you can do whatever you want. It's pot. Okay, the same government that's saying that you can't buy 16-ounce sodas because they're not healthy is now going to legalize recreational pot, and you can buy it wherever you want. So it's a very strange world that we live in. It's no styrofoam cups. Okay, there are a couple of remaining issues. Someone asked about spices. The question, are spices included in grains? We said the seven exceptions I mentioned include besamim, which are made for smell. Spices, in Chazal, there are a few taisesin that deal with spices. Taises, one of them is in Chulin and Davav, the beginning of Chulin. They bring a Gemara. Gemara says, also in Chulin, but later on, Davkuv Bezam and Aleph, that Tavlin ein metamin tumas eichlin. That, as you know, to become Tamei, it's either a human, a Keli, or a food or a drink. Become Tamei. Other things don't become Tamei. You can't make flowers Tamei. Flowers are not food. They're decorative in the house, but they're not a Keli, and they can't become Tamei. In order to become Tamei, you have to be either Tumas Eichlin, Umashkin, which can become even a Sheini, or Adam Vekalim, which can only become a Rishon, and that's the basic rule. So Taisus says Tavlin, the Gemara says Tavlin ein metamin tumas eichlin, which Taisus understands that it's not an eichel. And Mimela, one of the conditions kashu eichel Adam. So even though we consume it, when you put the spice, you put black pepper in your food, you're consuming it. But since nobody eats black pepper as an eichel by itself, therefore it's part. So the kasha on this is from other Gemaras. There are a handful of Gemaras that talk about Tavlin Truma. Yeah. Truma Tavlin that got mixed into a food. Mishnayis that talk about, I'm learning now Tful Yayim. It talks in Beferish about if you have a pot, a Tful Yayim is Metami Truma and Acholin. If you have a pot with Tavlin of Truma and Cholin and you touch the just the Tavlin, is a Metami the whole pot of food. So there are numerous Mishnahs like that, and therefore it's confusing. What does Tosfos mean that there's no Trumas u'Maisris on Tavlin? So there are two Mahalchim to answer, and there's a tremendous difference between them. Now those who say that there's a difference between Tavlin that are also eaten and Tavlin that are only Tavlin. Most Tavlin, black pepper, nobody eats it. It's used as a spice exclusively. It's not used as anything else. On the other hand, you can have things that are used as spice and are eaten as well. Sometimes people eat it, sometimes people don't. For example,
cinnamon.
Okay, garlic. Some people eat garlic. So the question is, so maybe that's the chilek. That's one mahalach. In other words, if you eat it sometimes, it's chayven shumus amaisus. If it's a pure tavlin, it's pot. According to that mahalach, most of our spices will be pot.
Yeah.
The second mahalach is that there's a difference between tavlin that you eat in the food, like pepper and cinnamon, you put in the food and then you eat it. There's some tavlin that you remove. The only thing I can think of is soup greens. Soup greens are put in the soup to give it taste.
Bay leaves
are put in the soup. But no one wants them. Sometimes they're floating around. But no, really, you want to extract them. You want to filter it out. You don't want to serve it. So the p'tor is tavlin that are not eaten even after they're put in, only to give taste. And other things. There's a very big difference between the two terutz. If you was quite to the first teretz, almost everything is potter. Quite to the second teretz, almost everything is chayiv. So again, the psak Reb Chaim in the Derech Hamuna in the Perek Beis Halacha Gimel writes that tavlin are potter from Trumas u'Maisris. He talks about kimmel. Kimmel is the rye that they put on the bread. They spring it. They used to. Remember, you never all your kids used to pick out the seeds in the bread. What are they called? Caraway. So caraway seeds. So he writes it's just done for taste. And if
it's for bad taste.
And if you hold it chayiv, it must be that it's a derech to eat it. His psak, I think Pshem Dechazaynish, almost everything that Pshem Dechazaynish, is to pat the spices, which means that that we're in good shape.
What about something like tea?
Tea is a very good example. Tea is a tavlin that's made to remove. It's like the soup greens. It's a tavlin that's made to remove, and that would be, it would seem, as potter, according to this. So we basically cover. I want to remember next week, Rechaim Kenyashi has an incredible piece on hydroponics, on the status. Somebody asked before if it's the min that grows from the ground, or if it depends on this farmer, on the farmer, if he is growing from the ground, if he's growing it for food. So that's the shtickle. Let me say, Hashem, we'll get to that.